Thanks once again for tuning in to this great radio station, carrying the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you as your hosts today, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, one of our sponsors, inviting you to spend a little time here in north central Nebraska, just below the South Dakota border. If you like museums, yep, we got a couple of them. If you like waterfalls, we have several of them. And we have a nice Niobrara National Scenic River, Valentine Wildlife Refuge, Fort Niobrara. Yeah, I could go on and on. You can check things out at visitvalentine.com and find out 50 things to do.
Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. I think everybody will agree. Some just dabble, others are born into it. The ones that are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gear. Real ranchers read Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com to subscribe.
Tony Bullitt set in some laws of golf for us here on the Good Stuff program, and since it's golf season, thought we'd be maybe feature some of these today. The number one law of golf: no matter how bad your last shot was, you should have inner peace knowing that a worse shot is yet to come. This law does not expire on the 18th hole, since it has the supernatural tendency to extend over the course of a tournament, a summer, or eventually a lifetime. Okay? Law number two: your best round of golf will be followed almost immediately by your worst round ever. The probability of the latter increases linearly with the number of people you tell about the best round of golf. Law number three of golf: brand new golf clubs are water magnetic. Though this cannot be proven in the lab, it is a known fact that the more expensive the golf ball, the greater its attraction to water. Expensive clubs have been known to contain this most unusual natural alloy as well. Law number four for golf: golf balls never bounce off trees back into play. If one does, the tree is breaking a law of the universe and therefore should be cut down. Law number five: no matter what causes a golfer to muff a shot, all his playing partners must solemnly chant, "You looked up," or invoke the wrath of the universe. Law number six: the higher a golfer's handicap, the more qualified he deems himself as an instructor. Also, law number seven: every par three hole in the world has a secret desire to humiliate golfers. The shorter the hole, the greater its desire. Funny how this law applies particularly to women. Law number eight: topping a three iron is the most painful torture known to man. Number nine: palm trees eat golf balls. Not a lot of people know that. Law number 10: sand is alive and will swallow your golf balls. Law number 11: golf carts always run out of juice at the farthest point from the clubhouse. Law number 12: a golfer who hits into your group will always be bigger than anyone in your group. Likewise, a group you accidentally hit into will consist of a semi-pro football player, a professional wrestler, a convicted murderer, and an IRS agent or some similar combination. Law number 13: all three woods are demon-possessed. Your mother-in-law does not even come close. Law number 14: golf balls from the same sleeve tend to follow one another, particularly out of bounds or into water.
What an intriguing philosophy.
Please refer to law number three on that one. Law number 15: a severe slice is a thing of awesome power and beauty. Law number 16: nice lag can usually be translated into lousy putt. Similarly, tough break can usually be translated into way to miss an easy one. A couple more of these is all I've got today. Law number 17: the person who would most hate to lose to will always be the one who beats you. Law number 18: the last three holes of a round will automatically adjust your score to what it really should be, regardless of what the first holes were. Law number 19: golf should be given up at least twice per month. And law number 20: finally, all vows taken on a golf course shall be valid only until sunset. Those are the laws of golf. Thanks to Tony Bullitt for sending those in to us today.
A little reminder: get outside every day. Miracles are waiting to happen. And we want to thank everybody that's listening on stations like Sturgis, South Dakota, KBHB, 810 AM, 105.5 FM, Big 81 Ranch Radio.
And that's the Good Stuff.